This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and a delegation of Republican U.S. senators are in Ukraine's capital. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky met the delegation on the streets of Kyiv. Video posted on his Telegram account shows him greeting Republican leader Mitch McConnell, along with Senators John Barrasso of Wyoming, Susan Collins of Maine, and John Cornyn of Texas. In an Instagram post, Zelensky calls the visit a strong signal of bipartisan support for Ukraine from the United States Congress and the American people. The Senate is working to approve a nearly $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. Passage was delayed Thursday by Senator Rand Paul, also a Republican, who's demanding an inspector general be appointed to scrutinize the new spending. I'm Ben Thomas.
India banned wheat exports without government approval on Saturday after its hottest March on record hit production. The move was a blow to countries reeling from supply shortages and soaring prices since Russia invaded Ukraine in February. Ukraine is a major supplier of wheat to the rest of the world. The announcement drew sharp criticism from the Group of Seven industrialized nations agriculture ministers meeting in Germany, who said that such measures from India would worsen the crisis of rising commodity prices. The spike in prices, exacerbated by fertilizer shortages and poor harvests, has fueled inflation globally and raised fears of famine and social unrest in poorer countries. It has also led to concerns about growing protectionism. Indonesia has recently halted its exports of palm oil. India is the world's second largest wheat producer. It said factors including lower production.